I'm Madeline Brand. This is Day to Day. Today in Los Angeles, family members of people who donated their bodies to science are trying to shut down the donor program at the University of California. The UCLA Medical School is under investigation for illegal trafficking in human body parts. The director of the Willed Body Program allegedly sold body parts to a middleman who then sold them to various clients. Both men have been arrested, while UCLA officials claim they were unaware of any offense. Yesterday, Dean of the School of Medicine, Gerald Levy, apologized.
These alleged crimes violate the trust of the donors, their families, and UCLA. We are deeply sorry.
The UCLA scandal has put the business of buying and selling body parts in the national spotlight. In this month's Harper's Magazine, Annie Cheney describes the largely unregulated trade in human remains. I recently spoke with Annie about the supply and demand for cadavers.
They come from medical schools in some cases, although there aren't enough of them. So what's happened over the past 10 years, there's been an opening for entrepreneurs to get into this business. In most states, really, all you have to do is get a business license. And, of course, these companies end up making a lot of money because there's a huge demand and not a very big supply network.
Let's say my grandmother dies, and I am all for donating her body to science. Take us through the process of what happens next.
If your grandmother died in a nursing home, she might be approached by a company with the offer of a free cremation and asking her if she'd like to donate. And if she said yes, well, then when she died, they would take her body and likely cut it up and sell it to whatever researchers or surgical companies needed it.
Well, I thought it was illegal to make a profit off the selling of human tissue.
If you ask any tissue bank, so do you sell these parts? They'll tell you, no, we don't sell them because buying and selling body parts is illegal. But what you are allowed to do by law is recoup your costs. And who's to say what their costs were? I mean, unless you took out their books and examined them, it would be very hard to tell if they're making a profit.
So why isn't the federal government regulating this?
Every state has different laws about donating your body to science. Because the body is considered property by law, and, you know, when you donate your body, you're handing it over as property to whoever it is you're donating it to. And that's typically been a state issue. So the federal government hasn't stepped in on this.
On the face of it, it does sound viscerally disgusting. But really, when you think about it, what's wrong with it? These body parts are, in fact, just body parts. They are no longer living. And if they do advance the cause of science, if surgeons do learn their trade better by using them, then what's the matter with it?
The issue is, how are the body parts procured? I gave an example in my story of one man who started a tissue bank. He also owned a crematory. When he saw the amount of money that he could make off of the bodies that were coming into his crematory, he started cutting up some bodies that were not meant for science and selling them off, and he made close to $500,000 in 1 year. Without regulation, that's what we're going to have. And I think, you know, while the bodies are going for a good purpose, it's undeniable that that what he was doing was unethical. And I'm afraid that that goes on more than people realize.
Annie Cheney describes the business of buying and selling body parts in this month's Harper's Magazine in a story called The Resurrection Men. Annie Cheney, thank you so much.
Thank you.